Good morning. I'd like to invite the children to pay attention, and it doesn't matter what age the children are, because my wife always thinks that I'm one already. So, our children's message today is from our Old Testament reading in Jonah. So how many of you recall the story of Jonah? Probably all of you, right? You know, Jonah got swallowed up by a big fish or a whale. You remember why he got swallowed up? Because he ran away. Instead of him doing what God had asked him to do, and to go and preach to the Ninevites, Jonah hated the Ninevites. So he didn't want to have to deal with them. So it's sort of like your parents at home when all these automated phone calls roll in. I don't need a new car warranty. I don't need the product that you're selling. And I already donate money where it's needed in my local community. We often do that. We see something we don't want to do or hear something we don't want to do, and we run away from it. But the focus of this lesson should be on running toward, not running away. The focus for Jonah was to go and do God's will with the Ninevites. Eventually, Jonah is spit out of that giant fish, and he does go to the Ninevites. And he does warn them. Now, a group that you don't really like sometimes can probably just ignore you, stick their tongue out at you, call you ugly names. They might push you away. They could do some awful things to you. But this is not what the Ninevites did. They responded to God's warnings through Jonah. They heard what would happen to them, and they took that message seriously, and they took action. And that's what we need to do. We need to be like the Ninevites and pay attention to God and what God asks of us. God didn't destroy the Ninevites. He doesn't look to destroy or hurt us. He invites us. And that's what we need to do. Accept the invitation, like Jonah eventually did, and like the Ninevites did, and follow through. Sometimes we go in that timeout chair when we don't necessarily do what we're supposed to, or stand in the corner. But remember, that's not what God wants us to do. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for loving us and not hurting us. Please let us be like Jonah and go and do what you want us to do. In your heavenly name. Amen.